We're in Siman Tov Ayin Hey Sif Vav. Says the Mechaber, Achal Kazai Chatzi Zayis, V'Chazor Achal Chatzi Zayis Yatzah. If you eat half a gazayis, and then you eat another half a gazayis of matzah, you're yotzei. Uvavachelo yisha bein achila chaverta yotzei mechdeichlis pras. As long as you don't wait in between the eatings more than the time that it takes to eat a pras. Mishbura says, doesn't mean in between eatings, it means from the start of eating until the end of the eating of gazayis. It has to be within the time of kedeichlis pras, which obviously has different opinions, as we've seen numerous times. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 7 minutes, 9 minutes, etc. One should consult a posik as to which shear for them to hold by when eating the kazayis of matzah. Siv zayis ein chiv achilas matzah el b'layla harishon b'vad. There's only an obligation to eat matzah on the first night. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because the pasuk says be'erev tochlu matzos, but the rest of the nights and the days you don't have to eat matzah. You just can't eat chametz. And even though there's an obligation to eat bread on Yom Tov, as we saw in Siman Kuf Pei Ches, you can fulfill that with matzah ashira if it's made with mei peiros. But lechem oni, you're only obligated min haTorah on the first night. And the Mishnah Berurah also quotes the famous Vilna Gaon that there is a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days, even though there's no chiyuv. So basically, the first night there's a chiyuv to eat matzah, and the rest of Pesach there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. If you do eat matzah, you get a mitzvah, but there's no obligation to eat the matzah. That is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. The Ramah continues, V'nagu shalosh matzos shel seder me isaron zecher lelach me toda. We make 3 matzos from an isaron. V'osim behem siman leida ezer rishona ushniya ushlisha. And you make a symbol on each one to know which is the first, second, or third. U'manich marishona el yona shniya be'emsa ushlisha tachtona lekricha shina lo ike. But if you don't put the first, second, third in that order, it's still okay. V'osim osim gamkein kaseder, and you bake it in order as well. V'im nishper achas mehen, if one breaks, lochen osa lishniya, we use that for the second one. U'belav hachi porsin osa, because in the end, you break the second one anyway. Va'af b'layl harishon yotzei b'kazayis, even on the first night, you are yotzei with a kazayis. The Mishnah Berurah says that when you make the symbol on the matzah, you should not make letters or something like that, because then when you break it, that would be mechika, the breaking of the letters. That's like erasing letters. Siman Tov Ayin Vav, minag achilas tzli b'layl Pesach, sif aleph. Makom shenagu le'achol tzli b'layl pesachim ochlem. If the makom in your area is to eat tzli, roasted foods, on the Seder night, that's fine. Makom shenagu sholo le'achol ein ochlem. But if you're in a place where the minag is not to eat roasted foods, then you can't eat roasted foods. Gzeira shema yomer b'sar pesachu, because we're afraid that people might come to say that it is actually the basar of Pesach. Mishnah Berurah says that where we live, we are noheg not to eat tzli, not to eat roasted foods on the first or the second night, and even tzli kedar, which means it's roasted in a pot without water or any liquid, but it's soaked in its juices. Even though it's not actually tzli, it's not real roasting, since it's being done in a pot and not on a spit, still that's prohibited as well because of maris ayin. The Mechaber continues, V'chol makom asur lechol sed salui kulo ke'echa b'layla zeh v'nei shenir ko'ochel kachem b'chutz. No matter where you are, even if it's place, the minug of your place is allowing to eat roasted foods on the Seder night, you definitely can't eat a fully roasted sheep or lamb that is roasted with its feet and hands tied together, because that definitely looks like a Korban Pesach, which would be for sure a problem.